Chapter 3. Circular Dances in Couples. When getting angry is getting nowhere. 6 months after the birth of my first son, I was vacationing with my family in Berkeley, California. Browsing through a second-hand bookstore, I came upon a volume by a foremost expert in child development. My heart sank slightly as I noted that my baby was not doing the things that the book said were appropriate for his age. My God, I thought to myself, my child is slow. I flashed back on the complications that had characterized my pregnancy, and I froze. Was something wrong with my baby? When I saw my husband, Steve, later in the day, I anxiously told him my fears. He responded with uncharacteristic insensitivity. "Forget it," he said matter-of-factly. "Babies develop at different rates. He's fine." His response, which I heard as an attempt to silence me, only upset me further. I reacted by trying to prove my point. I told him in detail what the book said, and I reminded him of the problems I had experienced throughout the pregnancy. He accused me of exaggerating the problem and of worrying excessively. Nothing was wrong. I accused him of denying and minimizing the problem. Something might be wrong. He reminded me coldly that my mother was a worrier, and that clearly I was following in her footsteps. I reminded him angrily that worrying was not permitted in his family, since problems were not to be noticed. And then followed more of the same. We repeated this same fight, in its same form, countless times over the next 6 months, as our son continued even more conspicuously not to do what the book said he should be doing. The psychologist who tested him at 9 months, at my initiation, said that he was in fact quite slow in certain areas, but that it was too early to know what this meant. She suggested that we wait a while and then consult with a pediatric neurologist if we were still concerned. Steve and I became even more rigidly polarized in our fights, and we fought with increasing frequency. Like robots, we took the same repetitive positions, and the sequence unfolded as neatly as clockwork. The more I expressed worry and concern, the more Steve distanced and minimized.